The parable of the prodigal son is well known. The son demands his inheritance and squanders it on very loose living. He finally comes to his senses and returns home with the intention of just working for his father. But instead, his father puts a ring on his finger, sandals on his feet, and slaughters the fattened calf and holds a celebration. Everyone is joyous except his brother, who became angry and refused to enter the house. The father pleaded with him and said, "We must celebrate. Your brother was dead and has come back to life. He was lost and has been found." In other words, we must be joyous. This fourth Sunday of Lent is termed Laetare Sunday. It gets its name from the traditional Latin entrance prayer, Laetare Jerusalem, which means rejoice, Jerusalem. It is considered a day of celebration within the Lenten season, and the church rejoices, at least in comparison to our normal Lenten soberness. These rose-colored vestments are worn instead of the usual purple, and our Lenten penances are relaxed on this day. So what do we mean by joy? First of all, joy is a virtue. The dictionary defines joy as an emotion of great delight or happiness caused by something exceptionally good or satisfying. In our Catholic faith, joy is a state of the soul equated with happiness, and it is also one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Joy is not something silly or funny. The person who is filled with true Christian joy can smile even in the midst of trials and sufferings. St. Lawrence, when he was being martyred and burned alive on a gridiron, turned and smiled at his torturers and said, "This side is done. Turn me over." But why aren't we joyful? What keeps joy from each and every one of us all the time? The answer is sadness. And today, sadness is in no short supply. An unjust war rages in Europe. Our U.S. Congress is attempting to codify abortion rights. Gay marriages are becoming common. Transgenderism is applauded as an individual right. And our secular world is making every effort to destroy the transcendent, the very existence of God. And of course, all of us have our own personal crosses and heartaches to bear. Yes, there is certainly much to be sad about. It's noteworthy that the Italian poet Dante, in his Divine Comedy, placed sadness at the lowest level of hell. Life can be very difficult. So rather than experiencing joy, we sometimes become overwhelmed by profound anxiety and sadness. Ironically, it is thought far too often that the Christian life is one of merely stoic endurance, putting up with a life of sadness and pain, following a set of difficult rules, all so that we can get through this life and receive the reward of heaven. My brothers and sisters, it is not supposed to be like that. As Christians, we are called to be joyous. So how do we do that? First of all, I believe we need to understand that true joy can only be found in God, and that joy is subject to our power of free will. We choose to love God, and in the choice of loving God, our soul is coming to rest and finding joy in that love. This is the mystery of Christian joy. We come to understand that God is always present to us. When we experience heartache or pain, God is with us. When we feel desolate and alone, God is with us. God knows who we are. He knows our name. And he never leaves us alone to just try and manage things on our own. He is always there. And we know that he loves us, even to the point of death on a cross. Therefore, there can be joy in the midst of uncertainty and suffering. But why is Laetare Sunday an opportunity to rejoice? On one level, view it as a kind of Lenten hump day. We're halfway through the Lenten period, and it's a reminder that Lent is halfway over and the reward of Easter is fast approaching. That perspective, though, misses out on a much deeper cause for our personal joy. Although our Easter celebration is still weeks away, the original Easter, Christ's death and resurrection, has already taken place. God has already redeemed us. He has already defeated sin and death. And because of this, we can experience joy now, the joy of being united to Christ, even in the midst of our Lenten penances and sacrifices. In fact, what about joy today, at this and every Mass that we attend? During the Eucharistic prayer, when Father Mitch raises the bread and wine, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, the bread and wine become the real and true body of Jesus Christ. Jesus becomes really and truly present to every person in this church. What greater joy can we experience than being here and witnessing this great mystery? During our Lenten mission, Father Blanda spoke to us about the mystery of the liturgy. He reminded us that we are really unable to fully comprehend and appreciate what takes place at each and every Mass. If we could, I believe our joy would be complete. So let us ask for the intercession of the Virgin Mary to open our eyes and hearts to the great gift we possess as Christians, and help us to realize that no matter the crosses we bear or the problems that surround us, we can be joyous in the knowledge and love of our Lord Jesus Christ and His promise of redemption and the gift of everlasting life. Amen.